now.
All right. Thanks, David, for having me, and welcome, everybody. We're going to talk about one of our indicators we use in our proprietary technology where we're selling and collecting option premium. So, of course, a lot of that relates to what's happening with the VIX. So we're selling volatility. We're going to talk about automation with risk and profit management for option spreads. And these are pre-built option spreads, and we're looking at trading options on the stock indexes, and we're going to do that in up and down and sideways markets. And then we're going to look at our one-touch trade alerts. If you're not familiar with that, you're going to be glad you stick around to see that. We're going to run through just a short demo of those alerts and a longer demo of our options trading platform. So before we get started, let's talk about speculating and risk. Remember, we are trying to make money. We're trying to profit. But of course, there's always risk where there's reward, as we know. And do take a moment to look at the risk disclosure. It is important. Remember that all funds committed should be risk capital, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. So we're going to look at technology. It's very similar in many ways and strategies to what experts are using, something you've never seen before. We're going to show you how to diversify among these strategies. And we're going to look at bull, bear, and like I said, flat market trading conditions. And here's really the crux of the matter, I suppose. Can you trade this chop is what we call it? And if so, how do you do it? So we're going to show you how we do it. And we need more than just our gut instincts, like this fly landing on this pretty Venus fly trap. So you need an investing process and some technology to help you along the way. You don't want to end up like this poor trader here struggling with what to do. You need some automation help along the way. And that's what we're going to talk about with our algo-driven options solution. These are pre-built option spreads. We mentioned our one-touch trade alerts, and we use automated risk and profit controls with what we call the RTI. That's our proprietary indicator. And of course, we can apply this in different market conditions. A little bit about who we are first. That is yours truly. Truly there in the middle. A few years back, that's some of our floor traders on the S&P 500 options pit. And of course, the floor does not look like that anymore. It's all been replaced by technology. We're a brokerage firm since 1997. Of course, we have multiple decades of experience doing this type of thing. You may have seen us in the past in some of these other venues. And we often get quoted on MarketWatch. Here's just September 17, a few days ago. You can see us here in some of the publications online, for example. And of course, we're regulated by the NFA and CFTC. To see because we are in the industry as a brokerage entity with our own proprietary technology. We're located in California, and those are the two regulatory agencies that oversee our industry. And along the way, we've traded millions of options and futures contracts. And actually, that's a picture I took. Even though it's a little blurry, I really like that picture. And that was in New York. So a lot of excitement there. It was near the close in the NYMEX. So anyway, with all that experience, we're going to apply that to what you're going to see today. You don't need to figure anything out by yourself. Well, I shouldn't say anything. Let's just say, I think we've done a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Let's put it that way. And you don't need to be like this mad scientist studying charts and whatnot in the basement. So we're going to show you a trading solution, what we call built with experience with decades of input and development from industry veterans. And a little bit about yours truly here. I'm Eric Gebhardt, doing this about 30 years now, since 1991. I've been licensed in our industry here and have my BS in business administration from USC, University of Southern California Trojans. Some of you are familiar with the Trojans. And you may have seen some of these presentations. We do some other algo trading presentations in different venues as well, and especially since the pandemic. So a lot of times in the past, what we would do is have, of course, live in-person events, and not so much lately. But just a brief background on myself. I began in the mutual fund industry with my Series 6 and 63 securities licenses. And I currently hold my Series 3 and 65 securities license. Okay, we're going to jump into the three common barriers, and I want you to kind of pause on these because I think we can all relate to these. And you know, feel free to make comments or chat or whatever. I can't get to them right now, but maybe towards the end in FAQs. But I think these are all relatable to us. And what I'm going to do right now actually is stop the video as well. That way we have more room on the screen. Maybe I'll turn that on in just a second. But less than a 1% success rate with day trading. Is that true or not? Well, here's an article from a famous economist called The Day Trading Pandemic. It says here's a study here where they looked at active accounts at Charles Schwab for 6 years. Active traders substantially underperformed a simple low-cost index fund. The traders who traded the most had the worst returns. Here's another study in Taiwan, 15-year period. Less than 1% of day traders were able to consistently beat the market, and over 80% actually lost money. Here's a newer study out of Brazil. Only 3% of day traders made money, and less than 1% made more than the Brazilian minimum wage. So that doesn't sound like a lot. That's from Wealthfront. And the idea is here that, yes, there are people doing it successfully, and I've heard a lot of these presentations. And the key thing about the presentations where people are talking about their day trading and so forth, they have a process. So I think a lot of this here applies to people that are just shooting from the hip. And this is what I'm talking about when I say shooting from the hip. Look at the Wall Street Journal talks about social media stars, moving markets. Being popular on social media says means you never criticize a meme stock. And there's another quote here. We know that day trading does not produce long-term wealth for the vast majority, but influencers prey on the part of the human brain that has few inhibitions and that will think, I will be the exception. So it basically leads to high risk behavior. And also it's always bullish. You ever notice that? In the midst of these long running bull markets, what's popular is success stories and hot tips only. And when the message turns bearish, however, the viewers turn away. So you see all this stuff on TikTok, people relying on these TikTokers, so to speak, for their financial advice and trading advice. And this cracked me up. They're now trading stocks by watching what members of Congress do. I know it's a little bit sad if you have to try to front run Congress. And of course, Congress is front running the legislation they passed, all very perverted and convoluted, if you ask me. But here's one I just saw today. This guy says, I made 46 million flipping NFTs. Follow me. Yeah, all right. Well, whatever. But you know, you see this type of thing, pool parties pumping up the price of a stock. That's what we call narrative trading. Selling a story. The bull is selling a story here. or the old Wall Streeter here, I guess you could say, is selling the story from the fairy tale book. So number two, how about this hurdle? Even if you are day trading, are you going to beat the market? Here's Mark Skousen, another economist, from an article here about the monkeys trading hypothetical, basically contest with 100 monkeys. And looks like they outperformed the benchmark index by an average of 1.7% per year. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen, there is your best trader of all, and probably doesn't need a job. He's so good. Now, here's another piece. Even in hedge funds, it's very difficult for hedge funds to beat the market. And that leads us to number three, emotions. This is one I think even the best of us have trouble with, even after doing it for decades. You need to control your emotions. Remember, it can be expensive convincing the markets that you are correct. From Ed Sequoia, one of the traders featured in Market Wizards, along with the Jim Rogers and the Turtle traders and Richard Dennis and all these famous guys. And I think Paul Tudor Jones as well. And you don't want to end up like this on your tombstone, telling yourself that the market was wrong. And really, part of this is the problem is really a lot of noise. You've got bulls, you've got bears, you've got pundits, talking heads, business channels, you name it, opinions everywhere. And that puts us on this roller coaster of market emotions. You start off optimistic and euphoric as you're winning, and then you start losing and you wave that white flag and capitulate and surrender. And now you're despondent. And now there's a little bit of relief and optimism. And you just kind of repeat this cycle over and over. But Motley Fool sums it up nicely. The worst financial enemy is us, oftentimes. And there are three common biases. I'm not going to go into the details, but I just list them. Confirmation, anchoring, and recency bias. And I think we have an idea of what this means, but I think this one image next really summarizes it best. So it's when you look in the mirror and tell yourself you're a genius in the midst of perhaps one of the greatest bull markets ever. So number three, this is the third part of our presentation here about algo trading. We're going to cover just a few minutes here and then jump into the demo. Remember, algos have no emotion and they're dominating the landscape. There's an article I found. What percentage of trading is algorithmic in the market? 70-80% of the stock market is dominated with algorithmic trading. So no surprise there. And even Bloomberg notes that robots are outwitting humans on their investment picks. Of course, I don't think a human can beat a supercomputer playing chess anymore. And revolutionary trading, I think that summarizes it, folks. We're now in this era where basically the technology is starting to dominate the landscape. And here's what it used to look like. Have a little fun with this short, grainy video. I took that years ago as well, but that's what it used to look like. And now this is what trading looks like. So no emotions, automation, built-in risk controls. So how can you use this automation to help you with options trading? Well, let's talk about that. We're going to look at a weird strategy and solution, something I think you're going to want to know about to automate options trading. We think it's the best way to really handle something that's otherwise very complex with a lot of variables and pun intended options. So these are strategies for up, down, and non-directional markets. We're looking at stock index futures, and we're going to show you that unique strategy. But just real quickly, why do we only look at an index and not individual stocks? Well, number one, an index is always less volatile. And number two, we have a proprietary strategy that only applies to an index. And number three, why not follow one market or two or three and not, I think it's 6,800 securities. And here's a kind of a extreme example of the volatility argument, but here's GameStop. You can see the blue chart here. Look at the volatility. And here's the S&P 500 in comparison. So GameStop is so volatile, it makes the S&P 500 look like a flat line. But that's, you get the point. That's a bit of hyperbole in that example, but you get the idea. Now let's let's jump into insurance companies as an example and of what we're going to get to here. Remember, insurance companies make money because you pay them premiums, and they're essentially selling, managing time, and they always insure themselves with a hedge, and they're consistent and they're patient, and they look at probabilities. They're simply looking at numbers and math, and they look at the long-term odds to favor them. They look at statistics, actuarials, probabilities, expected returns, you name it. That's essentially what they're doing. Just like a casino does and the games they come up with and the, you know, the ones they allow you to play. So the house is really the casino. And if you bet on that green zero and you spend $100 and you're betting on that and spinning the wheel 38 times, your average loss is 526 per spin. And that's the house edge. So the casinos will want you to sit there forever and ever because in the long run, they're going to make that money off you, that edge, even though at times you are going to win. So how do we be the house when we're trading options? Well, we're going to look at higher probability outcomes, what we call in a baseball analogy here, base hits, not grand slams, not home runs. So these are high probability option strategies where we collect premium by selling options. We need to be consistent and patient, and we need to manage our risk. We need to expect that we will have losses. And of course, manage reward. That's just as important. You can't get too greedy. And you can't do this unless you have the proper tools. You just cannot do it. It's too cumbersome, too complex, too many moving parts. So remember, base hits, not grand slams. These are short option strategies. You can be non-directional, bullish or bearish. And we're going to target these higher probability outcomes. And the risk is always predetermined. And if you know a bit about this, it'll go quickly. And if you don't, that's okay, because we're going to show you what you need to know right now and then jump into the demo. Let's look at a credit spread. This is what we call an insured position with predetermined risk and reward. And it can be non-directional. If you're scratching your head, I'll show you in a second. And look at this graph, but don't get caught up on it. I'll jump into the demo and explain it. But here's a wide margin of error, or that highly technical term called wiggle room. So here's the trade, the market when you place this trade. Here's your upper boundary and your lower boundary. So you're looking for the market to essentially stay in that range. It's a very wide margin of error for that trade. And let's look at one of the two of the Greeks. We're not going to jump into the Row and the Vegas and all that. We're going to just look at the two of the most what we figured the ones that are really only necessary to do what we're doing. Delta, it's the approximate probability of expiring in the money. So for example, if an option's at 0.25 delta, that means there's a 25% it expires in the money. But now the converse of that, the flip side would be 75% chance it expires worthless. Remember, this is important. Delta is always moving with price and time, always fluctuating. And this is a key. It is not the probability of a winning trade. So keep that in mind as well. And then theta is the other one. It's just time decay. Remember, options are a limited lifespan asset, and their value decays with time. So theta just represents one day of time decay is all it represents here. Very simple. It's a negative number. So if the option's at 10 points and theta is negative 0.05, the next day after that, the premium slips to 9.95, and after that, 9.90. So that's what theta decay looks like on a graph. As you approach time zero, the percent of that premium remaining really starts to drop off and basically ends up, every option ends up expiring at some point. So ends up at that theta decay always ends up working for you if you're selling options, and against you if you're buying them. But here's selling a call spread. Just an example, here's this red line. It's a 45-50 call. So you sell it and you get 4.5 points in your pocket. So you receive that money by selling it. And at the same time, you buy the 45-70 call and you pay out 2.25. But the net result is you collect to keep 2.25 points, or $112.50 in this example, minus any commissions, of course. Same thing with a put spread. You're selling an out of the money put, collect 3 points, and then you buy the further out of the money put and you pay a point for that. But the net result is $100 that you collect and put in your pocket. And these are not naked options. These are insured or hedged. Your maximum risk is capped in advance. That's what you call a covered spread. Do not go naked like these poor little creatures here when you're trading options. Only covered options. And here's a couple big advantages. Obviously, we know one, but people often forget this. No margin calls. If you're selling uncovered options, naked options, you're going to end up in margin trouble. Your head's going to spin. You're going to end up in so much trouble. You don't want that. And of course, you have unlimited risk, and it's going to work great probably for a period of time, maybe a long period of time, and then you'll end up giving it all back. After 30 years, I've never seen someone selling naked options come out alive. So I'll just leave it at that. Iron Condors. This is really simple, folks. It's a crazy name. I'm not going to get into all the details because it's actually very simple. It's just the put spread and the call spread that we just looked at simultaneously. You sell a call spread out of the money, sell out of the money put spread. You collect the premium from both sides and you look for the market to stay in that range. And then theta decay works its magic. And that's the idea of selling calling a condor. But here's our proprietary strategy. Some people call it kind of weird. That's okay with us. And it's a short option strategy. It's just a variation on the condor. It's a dragonfly. Okay. And it has 6 legs for income generation. And we came up with that name dragonfly years ago. And it's really, like I said, a proprietary variation on the condor. And here's what it looks like. I'm going to slow down just a second and explain this chart. Let's start here at the top and we'll analyze the structure of the dragonfly. So it's always going to be in increments of selling 4 calls and 4 puts. So you sell 4 of these calls. That's the red line. You buy 3 further out of the money calls and then 1 closer to the money call. And then same structure on the downside. You sell 4 of these puts. You buy 3 further out and a 1 closer to the money. And you notice the, maybe you can't see it, but the call that you buy here is 50 points closer to the money compared to the 4 you sold. And the same thing with the puts. So that creates a totally different risk reward dynamic on the trade. And we're going to show you that in a demo. So how do you create a dragonfly? Because there's a lot to try to figure out if you want to build a dragonfly, which markets you apply it to, which strategy, what we talked about, whether it's a condor or dragonfly, or even just a credit spread, what's the price, what's your timing, how do you manage risk and profits? So here we go, folks. The answer is ThetaTrader. These are pre-built option spreads. These are some of our floor traders from years ago there. Great picture. And we have a proprietary algo, creates what we call ThetaTrades and automates the option trading process for you. And then we have our indicator called the RTI, helps us basically manage volatility, whether we're selling it or buying it or getting in or out of a position. So simple and effective option spreads and profit and risk management. So enough of that. Let me jump into the demo and I will switch screens here. Okay, so we're now looking at the dashboard for ThetaTrader and I'll walk you through this real quickly. You can see there are basically 3 sections. You have the ThetaTrades, any open positions, short or long. Here's your account info here that's pulled directly from your trading account, your AltaVest trading account, and then any current prices here. And this is a demo account I use for presentations and so forth. Very good. And we'll start here and you'll notice there are bullish trades that are pre-populated, bearish and neutral or non-directional. And we are looking at essentially 3 markets and I'll show you why very soon. But right now we're looking at the E-mini, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 and Russell 2000. So those are the markets we're trading options on. And we looked at the dragonfly and the condor. Here is the theta trades for today. So anywhere from 16 to 69 days till expiration. And these are all pre-generated from the algorithm. So the expirations are chosen and the strike prices are all chosen. And you'll see here, this is your maximum profit potential. And then this is your targeted annualized return. And keep in mind, this number here is just a target. It just assumes each trade was annualized. And it's only there to compare one trade to another. So don't make the mistake and think these are the types of returns to expect. That's just to compare one trade to another. Hopefully that makes sense. And let's drill down. Usually for demos, I just choose the one with the longest duration, in this case, the November end of month. And we'll look at all this in a second. But the first thing I like to do is look at the graph. And you can see the graph here gives us some perspective, bird's eye view. So here's the market. You're selling this out of the money call spread and put spread. That's what it looks like right now. And you'll see, we can drill down and look at some of the details here. You'll see 69 days till expiration date, current price quote, settlement value, a net premium, your put risk, call risk, commission, available capital, cash required. And let me show you something here. This is your targeted return on cash, just about 11%. And then the targeted annualized return at expiration. We already saw that earlier. But here's a question I get. Here's the cash required in this case is $901. Your profit potential is $99. So essentially people might ask, and they do ask, why am I using $900 to make $100? Well, here is the answer. Remember, we looked at deltas and probability. So the put that's being sold here, 3760 strike, has a delta of 9.98. And that means there's over a 90% probability this option will expire out of the money. And then the call that you're selling has an even smaller delta. So that's looking at 93.5% or more that this call is going to expire out of the money. So these are the higher probability outcomes that the algorithm is choosing for us and building that trade for you. So that's what we love about selling premium and looking at these and targeting these higher probability outcomes. And you can see here, it always defaults to a sell because you're selling the condor and collecting the net premium. And quantity always defaults to 1, but you can adjust it. And you see as you adjust it, the cash required and the profit potential and all moves up as well. So we'll go with a 6 just to be a little different. And we'll leave the value at 240. Of course, you could change it if you wanted. And you could change these strikes if you want, but I think that defeats the whole purpose of having the algorithm build it for you. And we'll go ahead and place that order and just assumed you're filled because we're in demo mode. So it's just that simple and easy to place a trade trade, a very complex trade using DataTrader. Now, there's also a trade simulator. I'm going to show you that. I've lined up some simulations to save some time. But before we jump into that, let's jump in at a Dragonfly. Basically, the same process here. We'll look at the November end of month, same expiration as the Condor. And then one thing you'll notice right away, if you look closely, cash required is of course higher because you're selling four puts and four calls. And before I jump into that, let me just show you the graph. So it's all built for you. That's what the trade looks like. Quantities are all selected, the pricing and everything, but the cash required is 4,600. And that's because you're selling the four puts and the four calls, not just one like with the Condor. So your profit potential is higher. Now the targeted return on cash as a percentage is a little bit lower. And that's because this call that you buy, the 4,690 and the 3,810 put, of course, that you're buying, it costs you money. So it's like buying additional insurance as a hedge. So this position, this Dragonfly, is more of a hedged position than the Condor. So it's going to have a slightly lower targeted return on cash, and also your targeted annualized return will always be lower compared to a Condor. But the trade-off is it's going to be more robust and be a bit more risk averse. And I'll show you that in the simulation in just a second. But we'll go with two of these, and you'll see the cash required is about 9,300. And you'll notice the puts and the calls that are being sold are still those high probability outcomes that we like. Go ahead and place that order for those two, and there you go. Now, with that said, let me show you the trade simulator. And the way to find it is under trading. You click on simulator, and then you can choose any date and go backwards in time, and you can backtest all these strategies. And it's a lot of fun, actually, to play with this. People like using this a lot. And I've chosen here a Condor from May 1st and use this button to play it forward, kind of make a game out of it. And let me stop it and show you what's happening here. The RTI is our indicator, color-coded. It's green. That means do nothing. You can see right away, this trade started to become profitable as data decay started to work. So nothing to do, but look at this, starting to heat up. Turns yellow, turns orange. That means elevated risk. And the trade is now turning red. P&L went from green to red. Now it turns green again, but still do nothing. And then it turns blue. And blue means take profits. Now here's a key thing I want to point out and kind of pause on this. Whenever it turns blue, that's a profit-taking order. DataTrader can automatically place that order for you. So it monitors and tracks your position and will submit that order for you to close out that position. So that's automation on managing your profits. And I'll show you how it works with the risk. But you can see here on June 24, with 7 days left, this Condor turned profitable according to the algo. And we'll look at the same June end of month trade instead of the Condor. What if you had done a Dragonfly on that same day? Look at that. It turned profitable with 34 days remaining. So over a month of time left, and this trade already matured enough so that the algorithm generated a profit-taking order. So that's why we love the Dragonflies. You had to sit in this trade till June 24 before it ripened or matured enough. But the Dragonfly, you were able to close out by May 28, almost a month earlier. So totally different characteristic. And I'm just going to run to the end of some of these and save some time and show you here. Here's a Condor, and it turned red. Market fell apart, clearly. But the RTI turned red and got you out of that trade. And you took a loss. You took your lump and you moved on. So that happened here. Once again, when it turns blue for a profit or red for a loss, you can automate that. DataTrader will monitor it and place that order for you and close out that position. And we compare that to the Dragonfly here. And I want to point out something here. Look at this. Instead of the Condor, which ended up at a loss here, had you done a Dragonfly on that same day, you had a chance here to take profits. RTI here turned blue and would have automated that order for you to close out that position for you. So you can see how there are times where the Dragonfly acts completely differently compared to the Condor. And we'll look at this Condor here. And I wanted to point this one out. You can see it was doing fine. It turns yellow, turns orange, and then it finally turns red. Too much risk, and you had to take a small loss and move on with 2 days left. However, the Dragonfly on that same day with that same expiration actually turned profitable with 38 days remaining on the trade. And again, with 32 and 31 days remaining. And again, you can automate this. And just to show that sometimes no matter what happens, even the best of strategies can go wrong too. Here is another Condor. And I chose this just because I knew it was going to be a losing trade. So here's the red RTI. You take a loss here on December 2. How about a Dragonfly? That same expiration, what would have happened? Well, you would have also taken a loss on that trade. So just to let you know, we're not just cherry picking, showing only winners here. Just want you to know that yes, because people will ask, you mean the Dragonfly can never lose money? Well, no, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that we love the Dragonfly because it's more robust in many circumstances, allows you to exit your trades oftentimes much earlier than a Condor. And sometimes you can get out at a profit on a Dragonfly when a Condor does not generate a profit-taking can signal. And let me show you here what to do with your positions. You can look at your open positions here on this page. So you see there's 13 short positions, 2 long positions, and at a glance, you can see them all right here. If you wanted to get a close-up look, you just click on any one of them. So you can see the gray bar is highlighted. That's the one I clicked on. You scroll down, you can see the history of the trade day by day. You can see it's been theta decay started working right around here. So it went from a negative trade to a positive trade, green the whole way, nothing to do. And it's actually probably maturing very, very close probably for a blue RTI profit taking signal. So that's just that simple to look at your open positions. And you can see here that there are 13 short positions and your open profits, your long positions are sitting on a loss. And that makes sense because if you buy option premium, that's a low probability outcome. Doesn't mean we don't ever do it and you shouldn't ever do it. It just means that it's a lower probability trade compared to selling options. And then if you want to look at your closed positions, you can filter here using this tool, but we'll just look at everything. There are 18 on the page, 16 short positions, or 18 total, 16 winners, 2 losers. You can see the short positions are all winners and the long positions, there's a couple losers. Like I said, that makes sense. So this is just I use this for a demo account. I just randomly put in Condors and Dragons and other trades too. But this is what it looks like on your closed positions page. And once again, you scroll down and look at the history of any trade, you can do so there. And then let me show you how to do the automation. It's so simple. You go to your account settings and you click the Activate Risk Manager and Activate the Profit Directive. And that's all you need to do. And ThetaTrader will now track your positions and close them out automatically. You don't have to screen watch. You don't have to babysit. So whenever it turns blue for a profit or red for a loss, whichever occurs first, your trade will be managed for you. I'll also point out here that we have research that we offer. We have our daily technical analysis and we look moving forward at an outlook. We do some analysis here to help maybe inform some of the trades that you might want to make. So that's proprietary and that's in-house. We have our daily trading summary. It's more of a narrative. You can see what's happening in Asia, in Europe, in the US. You can look at what's happening moving forward. It's technical support zones, economic calendar. That's all available on the daily trade summary. And then don't want you to forget that we have tutorials. These are videos for you. We have these videos available on how to use ThetaTrader, as well as educational videos on general trading of options and futures options. And really, there's not a whole lot of difference. An option is an option, just depending on what the underlying asset is. They all work the same way. But we have all that available for you here. Of course, there's a help file if you need more, but there's a lot here. And now let me go back to the dashboard. And then I'm going to show you, I'm going to log out of this in just a second and show you the best feature of all. But before I do, I want to point out a couple of things. We looked at just the neutral strategies like the dragonfly and the condor. But remember there, if you want to be bearish, there's something we call it the bear hedge. It's really just a synthetic position, a futures position. And let me show you what it is. You're essentially selling an out of the money call spread. And the money you collect, you use that money to buy an out of the money put spread. So if the market starts to drop quickly enough, of course, this put spread will gain value and the call spread you sold will lose value, which is what you want. And that's kind of a really neat strategy. We like to use that on occasion when markets are maybe what we think are extreme overbought or oversold levels. Some traditional, you know, put call spreads. And here's a thing too. You can just do half of a dragonfly. If you're bearish, maybe you sell just the call side of a dragonfly and collect the premium from the calls. And that's what it looks like. And again, ThetaTrader will track that and monitor it and take care of it for you so you don't have to babysit it. So I just wanted to point that out. So you just use these tabs here to then populate the strategy that you're looking for. All right. There's probably a couple more details in there, but I think that really is the overview that would give you enough. And I think the focus being on the dragons and the condors in particular, we like collecting the premium. That's really the higher opportunity or higher probability opportunity. All right. With that said, I'm going to jump back to the best feature of all. Okay. So oftentimes people will say, I'm going to use it. I want to do this. And is there any other feature that you have that makes it even easier? Well, they kind of teed it up pretty high for me. The answer is yes. So trade alerts. And these are quite literally 1 minute trade alerts. And I mean, it might even be 5 seconds, really. So these are one touch responsive. So you simply touch accept or reject on your phone or smart device. And that's all you have to do. So these alerts are live, meaning they're integrated with your AltaVest trading account. So if you touch accept, our technology transmits the that transmits and processes the order for you. If you touch reject or the red reject, then you just deny the trade, and that's that. That's fine too. So here's a short little video. You'll receive a text message or an email, and you just click the link, and it takes you right directly to the alert. You'll have a chart of the alert, an explanation, and I want to point out something too. I can pause this. Maybe you can't see it, but it's already pre-sized. The quantity is already chosen for your account, and it gives you the net premium collected, the cash required, so the parameters, you know, your days till expiration, your targeted annualized return, so on and so forth. So what you need to know is right in front of you, and that will inform you as to whether or not you want to touch accept or reject. So these alerts are always custom to you and tailored to your account in terms of sizing and strikes and expirations. You're not going to receive an alert for the same set of strikes or expirations over and over and end up with a concentration of risk at any one level. And you just simply touch accept, and then that's it. Look at that one more time, and I'll be quiet for a second. Take a sip of water if you don't mind. All right, there you have it. So let me show you how to get involved. It's the Synergy Traders offer. So during these live presentations, we like to make these special deals available. So you've seen our options trading solution, how we take something overly complex and simplify it, make it available for the retail trader, something they can live with and not struggle with. So here is the offer for our Synergy Trader group, our Theta Trader membership. So let me review what you get as part of the Theta Trader group of traders. Of course, the Theta Trader software that you just saw the demo, we ran you through that. The algorithm will create those proprietary option spreads for you, makes it very simple and effective way to process these complex orders. And then the RTI to automatically exit those trades for you. If it turns blue, you're automatically out. If it turns red, you're automatically out. So it's really a bit of an autopilot approach to trading these option spreads where you can reduce that level of emotion. We talked about that as one of the hurdles, emotions. And I think we can, I know you can all relate to that. And then we have the trade simulator. You don't find this anywhere else either. How do you backtest option spreads, especially a six-legged option spread? I've not seen anything like this. Maybe it's out there, but you can backtest these option spreads and have a lot of fun with it too at the same time with our trade simulator. So remember, you have the Theta Trades, the RTI, and the simulator. That software is valued at over $3,500. But remember, that also includes the trade alerts. So you have the trade alert technology that's part of the Theta Trader software package. And just to stress, remember, these are what I call live alerts. So you touch accept and that's it. You don't have to copy an order. You don't have to try to transpose an order, make a mistake. You don't have to open another software application or whatever and go somewhere else to try to place the order. So it's all done and integrated for you with our technology. I mean, heck, it's the 21st century. We shouldn't be copying emails anymore. That value there, at least $4,400. And that's based off of what other people are paying on alerts and what we get feedback from and what I've seen. And we've paid for this type of stuff in the past ourselves. I mean, who hasn't? So you have the Theta Trader software and the alerts valued over $8,000. Then here's the thing that really brings it together, folks. You have a private coach as part of your membership. So we have these 1 hour screen sharing sessions, and these people were licensed and experienced. So keep that in mind, folks. We're not just chatbots. It's not like a help desk where you get, someone, fresh out of school and just kind of reading a manual. So you get private coaching, someone you can work with as a co-pilot. You'll develop that relationship with them, and then you can discuss your history, your review, your strategy, what you want to do moving forward. I know for a fact that people are spending $25,000, $50,000 or more for educational coaching. And that's fine. But what we're saying is with Theta Trader, part of your membership, we include that net value of at least $7,500. I mean, it's way even beyond that. That's undervalued. So just to summarize, you have Theta Trader software with the alerts, with your private coach, over a $15,000 value. And here, I'll get you the link here in just a second on how to get started. Just want to make sure you don't forget, we have that proprietary research with TradeScope and commentary that helps inform your decisions and guide you along the way. Valued almost $3,000 on that. And I briefly showed you the online video tutorials. It's all kind of part of any good software package. So everything together valued over $18,500 for that Theta Trader membership. And we think it could be the one thing that works, help you save time, help you cancel subscriptions to other services maybe and save lots of money, to lower your stress and aggravation levels. We think it would be that one thing. And I think it would probably be worth it for you if it could do that for you. So like I said, people are spending tons of money. And not only that, they're spending tens of thousands on software, newsletters, alerts. And we've spent tons of thousands of, did I say tons of thousands or tens? Well, either way that works, on systems and algos and software. So we understand. So we used to do in-person events with Theta Trader. In fact, it was 4,000, 39.96 37 in person, and people would, you know, line up to the back of the room and fill out their forms and get signed up on our on a URL and whatnot. But this, of course, is a live webinar, and we can do a lot better than that. In fact, because it's the Synergy Trader event, we're going to make it 80% off retail, and this is a lifetime membership. So once you're signed up, you're good to go, and it's one payment. So I want to stress that. People think, oh, gee, that's every quarter or every month or every year. No. One payment, lifetime membership, $5.97, and there is the link to make it happen. cf.altavest.com/TT. And here's the real kicker. You have no excuse, folks. 30-day guarantee. If you sign up and within 30 days you decide it's not for you, we'll refund that membership fee. No trouble with that. We're not gonna force anyone to trade with to trade with us. And how about a few FAQs? Let me see here. Here's a good one. Do you want to lower your tax rate by over 10%?
Yes,
I'm sure you do. And do that with futures and options. They're tax efficient. If you weren't familiar, they're what they call, SEC calls them, Section 1256 contracts. So you're taxed at a blended rate where 60% of the gains are taxed at the long-term cap gains rate. So basically it ends up being a blended rate that's 10.2% lower than if you were just trading individual stocks. If you're trading stocks in this example, you get a 12.6% return. I won't go through all the numbers, but if you're trading with us in that same example, just because you're in a tax efficient market, your return goes up to 14.64%. You save $2,000 in taxes. Basically that, you know, just by doing nothing different other than trading in a different market. There's no more itemizing either. You get the 1099 with your P&L. Then IRAs, people ask all the time. Yes, you can trade a self-directed IRA. There are some financial or experience requirements. So call us first, please. And Forbes talks about investing with alternative assets through a self-directed IRA. Gives the ability to diversify a portfolio by adding investments with a low correlation to stocks and bonds. It may help retirement investors control volatility and limit downside risk. Something to think about that. And E-minis. Why the E-mini S&P 500 options? Well, they're liquid, they're efficient, they're cost effective. And this is a bit of an oxymoron here, but how can the mini be so huge? It's 2.5 times larger than all ETFs around the world. If you didn't know that, that kind of blows people away. They'll say, I had no idea. So this is the right spot, folks. Average daily dollar volume compared to all ETFs around the world, 2.5 times greater. And compared to the SPY, almost 10 times greater. So this is where you want to be. 5 more reasons from the CME group why you want to trade these E-mini options. And kind of redundant, but large volume of liquidity access. Here's July average daily volume, 1.3 million. Superior execution. That's what that really means when you have the volume and liquidity. Here's their white paper research. It says ES options offer a cost savings of $4 to $15 per contract compared to SPX. So you have those tight bid offer spreads. And here's one key element here, folks. Superior execution. These dragonflies we talked about. You can't do that with stocks. I've seen people try and I've tried. But with ThetaTrader, you place a dragonfly as one order at one price. It's called an object. But with stocks, you have to break it up into 2 different separate spreads. Then you have to track them separately and leg in and leg out. It's just a mess. It's pitiful, actually. Largest market share in the ES options. So you have all the densely packed strike prices available, 100 annual expirations or more, actually. I think it's more than that. And then granularity and coverage. That means when our algorithm is out looking for the strikes it needs, it's going to find them. So you can keep your strikes diversified among not only the strikes, of course, but the trades among the expirations as well. And of course, it's easier. Why not track just 1 or 2 or 3 markets, not thousands? And there's efficient margin in futures compared to stocks. And it's a clear cost structure. And what am I talking about? These are not securities options. Everything trades at the CME Group, largest futures exchange in the world. And it trades on the electronic Globex exchange. And that means every order is treated equally. There's none of that payment for order flow nonsense. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's all that Robinhood free trading stuff. It's not commission-free, folks. All these brokerage firms that say they're commission-free, they're not. It says our orders were executed at prices inferior to other brokers. The SEC found customers were losing $34 million on this free commission stuff because of their fill. Their fill prices are bad. Robinhood gets fined $65 million. They're trying to save a penny, but they lose a nickel. And it says here, if you're not paying for something, you're going to pay for it in a way you can't see it. And I think that's a fair assessment just with anything. And heck, the SEC is probably going after that whole model for payment for order flow. They're going to try to ban it. And Robinhood's going to maybe sue them preemptively and other brokerages too. But this guy sums it up. Nothing of value is truly ever free. And that leads us to the commission question. Our commission rates are very competitive. Our E-mini rates are 5.25 round turn. And here's a screenshot I took just from a few months ago, a big box brokerage firm. They're at 2.25, but that's per side, folks. So when you add up everything together, it's more than what we charge. And I want to point out too that our results, everything you see in ThetaTrader is net of all trading costs. So all the trading costs are calculated into all the of figures in DataTrader. What size of an account? We recommend a minimum of basically 50,000, maybe 25,000, but you are limiting yourself to how many spreads you can do. If you want a free account, people love to take us up on this offer. If you have a $100,000 account with us, we'll just gladly rebate that membership fee. And I've got, looks like just a couple more minutes. So I think we're on schedule here. And of course, we talked about IRAs, but any other in typical types of accounts, you name it, we can do it. And just to focus again on why alternatives, well, we like to think they can diversify and lower portfolio risk. I mean, look at the market cap for the FANG here. It's 26% of the market now. That's not so diversified, is it? Here's total market cap, the Warren Buffett indicator, kind of a nosebleed territory. Meanwhile, the government says there's no inflation if you just don't count the price of all the groceries that are skyrocketing in value. And here's a great little piece here. Inflation. What inflation? A pack of ground beef is the same price as last month. I thought that was a good one. Look at commodity prices, CRB index. Everything's through the roof. Look at this, CPI, consumer price index. Price of everything from a year ago. Up. Some well into double digits. Don't even need to explain that chart. We're just way off the chart there in that strong inflation. Meanwhile, the Fed says they're going to be tapering, could be announced next month. So what happens then with the stock market? I don't know. We're up again. But the point is you need some diversification, folks. Something that works like an alternative, something that has a low correlation to the stock market movement. So we like the idea of portfolio three, piece of that pie into alternatives, as we call it. So here's our last, next to last here, summary of the DataTrader membership, cf.altavest.com/TT. Call us at the number there. I can't get it right away. I'm on the webinar, obviously, but someone will probably pick up. So don't trust your gut. Don't trust your stupid gut. Forget that. You need an automated process to trade options. So we think that's the best way. So there's our offer. And I think we've got maybe another minute or two. I think I'm getting some questions. Let me see if I can scroll through those. And David, you can cut me off whenever you need to. Okay. Unfortunately, I wish we could have Canadians. We can't. Regulations are such that we can't work with Canadians. You need a legal U.S. residence to have an account. So sorry about that. And the 30-day guarantee. So if you sign up and you pay your membership fee, and for some reason you change your mind within 30 days, we'll rebate that membership fee to you. All right. And you see the link there, cf.altavest.com. And everyone's performance is different. Remember, these are people trading their own accounts, placing trades differently, accepting trades at different times, maybe modifying trades. So just like we're a brokerage firm, and this is our technology that we've used and built to help other people, to help our clients trade. And DataTrader works on those e-mini markets that I described. We're doing futures options, those e-mini markets. So yes, I think we'll wrap it up. There's a few other comments and so forth, but I think I got to them. And give us a call if you think maybe you're outside the boundaries of maybe where you might be able to work with us, but give us a call and we'll tell you. Some countries we can work with and others we can't. So that'll wrap it up. Thanks, David.